all of the Claroline feels, all of the Jaylee feels, and goodbye to Klaus forever. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hi there to Maria Menounos, okay. Our founder. I love hearing that new intro. And this song, which we learned tonight, is called Wolves, which is why we are playing it. Welcome back to the Originals After Show for the penultimate episode of the series, The Tale of Two Wolves, which actually now makes me feel like crying now that I finally had that title click.
Yeah.
And I totally get
just,
it.
Just got it, Ross. Yeah.
It takes me a little while, okay? And speaking of which, that is your chat mistress, Tiana Hobson, making fun of me over there.
As always, Roxy, and I love you dearly. Hello, everyone. Yes, I am in our YouTube chat right now, so if you're watching live, make sure you go in there, say, hey, what's up, how you doing, boo, all that good stuff. But again, like last week, since it's just me and Roxy, I will be trying to focus more on Roxy and a little less on you guys. But just know that I still love you.
Doubt that. Doubt that's going to happen, yeah.
I did really good last week with Sam. I did really good. I only...
Sam, our very own Sam Davidson, is not in the house tonight. And I'm sure Tiana did amazing with her, because Tiana is amazing.
Thank you.
And just to introduce myself, because I'm not quite sure that I did, I'm Roxy Stryer. And this is a sad, sad day at AfterBuzz TV, because, T, you and I have been doing this show...
forever.
Since day one, and prior to that, we did Vampire Diaries from day one here. It's like we've been real invested for years, and it's just finally hitting me. We get one left.
One left.
How crazy is that?
I'm not going to lie. I cried a couple times last night watching this episode. Thinking about next week's episode and how much I'm gonna cry during that.
Me too. Thank goodness we have Legacies coming, because I don't know what I would do. Like, this is,
yeah.
It's the end of an era, but it's also the start of an era, so I feel kind of okay about it.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about this episode in general, though? Yes, we cried because we're feeling nostalgic, but did you actually enjoy the plot? Did you have a favorite character this episode, or how are you feeling?
I love the nostalgia of this episode. I love that they gave us little Easter eggs for the Vampire Diaries fans. I loved being back in Mystic Falls. I loved all of that. And I liked it. I don't know that it was necessary. I mean, we all know that I loved when we got to see Haley and Jackson. When
all
I saw Jackson, I lost it,
all the Jaylee feels.
All the Jaylee feels.
Wait, right before we started, I turned to Tiana. I was like, they're called Jaylee, right? And she was like, Jackson and Haley? Yes. Yes, they are called Jaylee. It was like I had asked her a very offensive question.
I was offended by it a little bit, you know?
I get that.
So, I mean, I liked it for the nostalgia. Not sure story-wise if it was my favorite, but
so
love seeing people.
Could we just not pay Jackson enough to hear him speak? Or, I mean, we'll talk about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay,
but,
we'll talk about
I mean,
that.
We will get there, but I was just like, open your mouth. Open your mouth. But it didn't happen. But luckily for me, I didn't have to ask about a certain ship name. And that ship name is Claroline Drink. By the way, fill those glasses up good today, because the amount of times we're going to say Claroline, you're going to need a full mug?
A mug.
Shallot?
Oh, Roxy, the chat is screaming that Claroline's dead and it's Bobaline. I just keep seeing Bobaline, but I have no idea.
What is Bobaline?
What Bobaline is... Who was Bob? Is there a Bob?
Oh, yes! Because in tonight's episode, she called him Janitor Bob.
Oh, yes, Bob.
She's like,
okay.
Come on, Bob, let me show you
now
the
I'm
toilet.
The now I'm the slow one.
Yes! Way to be slower than Rox. You did it, girl. I'm not into Bobaline. We have made it, what has it been, 7 years of shipping Claroline? So, because with the yeah. five seasons of this and then having them at TVD, I'm not switching ship names now.
Yeah.
Get on my level, Claroline fans, and keep drinking.
Bob is just what they use for foreplay.
Yeah, and that is so true.
Bob the janitor is
Kinky is that? Yeah. They went to the toilets all right. We just didn't see that part. She showed him the toilets. So I don't even know where I'm going with that one. So we're going to get back to our Claroline ship. This was a really great episode. And as we're going to talk about later on in our news and gossip segment, Julie Plec actually teased to me that tonight was a Claroline heavy episode, and I was really happy when that fully came true, because I feel like a lot of the times on this show when we hear, oh, there's going to be a Claroline moment, it is just that, a brief moment. This was an extended Claroline moment, and I needed it before the end of this series. T, how'd you feel?
I loved it. You know, I'm down with the Claroline ship right there. I love that we got extended. It just felt like a little bit of a tease, though, because that almost, they almost kissed so many times, especially that last time. I wanted to push my arms through the screen of my television and force their faces together.
Who do you feel like pulled away from that kiss? Was Caroline the one who backed out, or did Klaus just not lean in enough? It felt very, like, you know, 90-10 in Hitch. That's yes. What they tell you you're supposed to do. What a weird Will Smith reference that just was. But I felt like he went 90 and she didn't. She didn't go 10, but she went 5. And then we had that extra little 5, and I was like, do it!
I felt like she was on her way, but then they got distracted. But then someone called out, and so they had to turn away.
So you really think she would have done it? Because she was the one sending all the vibes. She said to him, I feel like you're not the villain of my story.
Yeah, she was sending him major vibes, and especially because, you know, he's out here showing he's being zaddy right now. Klaus is not daddy. Klaus is zaddy right now.
I don't even know what that means. I'm
zaddy
not cool.
Is just like ultimate daddy.
But what's the Z for?
It's just because it's fun to be like, hey, zaddy. Zaddy.
But is zaddy like a sexy term, or zaddy's?
Yeah, zaddy's like sexy hot, and like he's like ultimate.
So you don't call your own daddy zaddy. You call somebody else's.
Oh my gosh, Roxy, you're so not hip anymore. Like, this is what the young kids are saying.
You know what's so sad is that when we started hosting the show, I think I was kind of hip. But now I don't know anything about zaddy. It sounds like a weird jeweler. Zaddy is. Did you take her to zaddy's?
No, zaddy is what all the kids are talking about right now. I'm opening up Urban Dictionary for you. I'll get back to that.
I need you to do that for me.
But so, Klaus is over here giving her all the feels. I love my daughter. I'm sacrificing myself. I'm going to... you need to kill me. Like, put me in the bottom of the ocean. White oak stake me. Like, all this stuff. And she's just over here, ovaries exploding. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, well, she said, she was like, I'm not going to try to convince you not to do this when it's all I've ever wanted for you is to be good. And you're not the villain of my story. I just feel like... if he, and this gets into predictions territory, and I'll save some of it for predictions, but right now I will say, if he was going to be dead, like dead, dead, gone, they would have actually kissed here, because if it was their last chance, I feel like she would have just gone in for it.
Okay.
You don't just, I mean, at least even like a pity or a mercy kiss. Come on.
Pity or mercy.
Right?
But do we want that to be their final?
I don't care. I've been waiting for years.
Well, here.
Hit me with that zaddy news.
Because apparently people in the chat are asking about it, too. Zaddy, the slang term for a really handsome guy who is very appealing and looks really fashionable. He has to have swag and sex appeal and look sexy and attractive. Example sentence. Damn! Reggie Bush is a zaddy!
That's really true, though. You know, I follow an Instagram account as a little segue that's called Dilfs of Disneyland.
Oh my god, I love that account.
So I feel like they're all zaddies. Yes. Am I getting it?
Yes, you're getting it.
I'm totally getting
See
it.
See how you learned and then you're already implementing it into your everyday vocabulary.
But this is what happens, T, on this show, on the Originals After Show, you tell me new words and then I use them to my younger sister and she's like, that was so last week. And I'm like, by the time it gets to me, it's already old.
I mean, it is pretty old at this point. I'm not going to lie. Like,
teach me something hip, T.
You gotta hang out with more young people and gays.
I hang out with plenty of gays, but no youngs.
Oh, yeah. You gotta get the young in there.
I gotta do it. I've gotta do it. So, I know, T, you had some very strong feelings, almost Alaric-level feelings, about the twins this episode. So... give me your best, give me your worst. What's going on in T's head about Josie and Lizzie?
I did not like their characters. I thought that they were entitled and selfish and all the things that I guess teenage girls are, but just seeing, I'm not young, so I'm not demanding that I get an iPhone from my mom and all this stuff just to help out someone who goes to school with you. Of course, at this point, we don't know how close of a relationship Hope and the twins have because we haven't seen them.
What age differences are they?
I'm
trying to figure it out because these the twins, and you made a good point about this too, but the twins to me looked like they were a decade apart from each other. Like yes. One of them legitimately looked 25 and the other one legitimately looked 13. So I'm confused by that.
Yes.
You made me feel a little better by saying that
Kai and Joe did not look like they were really the same age apart. Either.
And sometimes that just happens with twins and siblings. That is true. But Hope looks dead in between their ages. So,
yeah. So,
chat, help us out.
Tamisia's vlog says the twins are 12 and Hope is 15. And I get
it. Okay, one of that twin is not 12.
Yeah.
I
get it. They're young girls who, you know, are trying to take advantage. But it's still just, I don't know, something the way they came across was so bratty.
It's so mean. It was so mean.
Girls. And I saw someone in here. I'm sorry, I can't.
By the way, when she says in here, she's talking about on YouTube in our live chat.
Oh, it was Nas said, they're mini Carolines. Like, Paolo Alejandro says, Lizzie is so Caroline from season one. And that is what they kind of reminded me of, is Caroline in season one.
Do you remember how much we hated her?
I hated Caroline that season.
Me too.
And I'm like, I'm glad you guys are saying this because I thought it was just me being in my 30s being like, oh my God, I cannot handle these girls right now. They are annoying. I don't know how I'm going to feel about them on Legacies.
I didn't fully like Caroline till her crimped hair. Remember when she had that really cool hair and I was like, ooh, she's bad Caroline now? I'm in. Yeah, I kind of agree except for the fact that I feel like this was at least realistic. I feel like we like Hope a little too much for being a teenage girl. Most teenage girls, sorry if you're watching this show. If you're watching this after show, that means you're an elevated teenage girl, okay? So I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the majority of 13-year-olds that are like, of course, they're in their own world. They haven't been taught differently yet. It is, I want this iPhone. I want to be able to wear things that aren't skirts, Mom. That's an antiquated system. Whatever she said. It is all of that stuff.
Nicholas Kelly said, Hope did say in an episode before while talking to Freya, before she knew what Roman was about, that the twins were resident mean girls. And she did say that.
Mm.
And so this is, I mean, it's not surprising. Their parents also own the school. And we can see, and we'll talk about this later, more of like the towny stuff. But the town also kind of treats the school as like, oh, you guys behind your gates over there, you know. Like, there's a certain thing. So, I mean, I understand why the girls are this way. Especially when you're walking around and both your parents are in charge and you can just get away with murder,
basically. I agree. What did you think about when Alaric shot Klaus in the back?
It's not surprising to see Alaric react this way.
Caroline also didn't even flinch.
But also shooting someone in the back when they aren't aware that you're there is kind of a puss move.
Yeah. I mean, are we allowed to say the B word? Because it's a B word move.
Yeah, it's a B word move. I mean, I'm not saying he's wrong in it. And yes, Klaus is a vampire and all those things and should have heard him approaching. But I mean, I think he's so involved in what's happening of trying to save his daughter that he's caught off guard for a second.
Is he involved in saving his daughter, or is he in a Claireline moment? Drink. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that this shows, as much as Lark may have changed, he has not changed at all.
No, he was kind of a dick in this episode.
And I couldn't believe Caroline just kind of let it go.
Yeah. I mean,
wait, also a question for you. When Caroline talks about that moment where she picked up the kids when she panicked and she drove to New Orleans, that's a moment we saw
that on Vampire Diaries.
Right. That's cool.
I like that we referenced that over here.
Because I was like, did that happen again? But no, she was talking about
that. I was like, oh my gosh, I remember talking about that moment on our after show for the Vampire Diaries. And
when we were still young and hip.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I just want to find Klaus. Why can't he be there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But now he is there, and it's almost too little too late. Should have kissed him while you could, Caroline.
Should
have kissed him while you could. You know what else you should do while you can? What's I that? Think Tino's for us.
Yeah. Hey, AfterBuzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows.
Yeah, we do.
From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, which I know I hate
too.
Don't, because they're optional. Woo. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz TV YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air in our finale episode next week.
How cool to get a shout out in the finale.
For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Dang right. That's us. And honestly, there's so many other great channels and different shows. I was just listening to the Killjoys after show today on this very channel, Sci-Fi Fantasy Superhero, and it is so good. Shannon and Steven are doing a great job with that. So make sure you check out the other shows. Back to this show, though, T. I know you've been waiting for it. I know you have. Your poor little Jaylee Hart. So, Haley makes an appearance in this episode. I'm so glad we're keeping her not alive, but around. Yeah, around. We're keeping her. I was going to say we're keeping her alive, but she'd be dead. We're keeping her around, though, and Hope kind of dies for a quick sec. Like, no MBD. Yeah. No big deal. She's out for a minute. And when she's out, she goes to see her mom. And it seems like that mom's all alone. And she's sad. And she's wah, wah, wah. But then Haley's like, let me show you something, girl.
And there, enter Jackson.
How long have you been waiting for this moment?
I've been waiting so long. And as soon as she said, let me show you something, I was laying in bed watching this. So as soon as she said that, I popped up to, like, a seated position.
Did you know it was going to be him?
I was like, if Jackson is not here right now, I'm going to lose my mind because you're setting this up for Jackson to come back. The only thing that I did not like about this appearance, and yes, he didn't say anything, that's fine. I wanted him to be able to hug Hope. I wanted him to have some sort of interaction because this is the man who took care of her for when she was first born, when she was an infant. Like, he has a bond with her as well.
Do you think that Hope recognized him?
I don't think so, but from the way Haley said his name, she clearly has talked about him.
Right.
And so Hope knows who Jackson is and what part he played in the lives there. And it just, for me, as someone who wanted them to be together, and you guys know that last week I finally admitted that I get the whole Halijah thing. Like, I saw it last week. I was like, okay, I get it now. And maybe Jackson wasn't the right person.
Good for you for being a big enough person. I was big enough to say that.
But I just needed him to still be recognized for what he did for this family and what he did for Hope, because you can't take away that he didn't love that child as his own.
It is not a Declan situation.
No.
He was not just the guy who came in and out of her life and is kind of a nuisance and now we all have to deal with. He really stood up for her. He really was ride or die for her.
Yes.
And literally ride or die for her, and die for her was the choice. So, you know, I feel like if they didn't put him in either the penultimate or the finale, I would have been very upset with the show's oversight, because it wouldn't be fair to the Jaylee fans out there, which there are still so many of, and isn't necessarily my ship. I did like them together, yes, but it's not the one that I have held on to. Obviously, that's Caroline. Oh my God, you guys are getting schwasty. But I get it. I get it. And yeah. I felt all of the vibes. We couldn't have had him say a word, though. We didn't have time to have him say,
I mean, Roxy, you're an actress, too. You know that, like, per SAG after, you say a line, that's more money.
I know.
I'm not saying that that's why he didn't say a line. I'm just saying
that. But they're paying to fly him there, to put him up, to do all of that. Pay him the couple thousand extra bucks, so, man.
It seems like also, I mean, maybe we'll find out. DVDs, maybe there was not enough time. A scene got cut.
You know what you can do without speaking?
Hug.
Make out.
Oh, yeah, you can.
You can do that.
Yeah.
You could also hug. It doesn't seem quite as fun. I don't know why you gave hug. And I'm the one who doesn't even ship them as hard, and I said make out.
Because at this point,
I was talking about Hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should run up to Hope and start making out with
her. That would be kind of weird. Daddy-daughter make out.
Is he a zaddy?
I mean, to me, he's a zaddy. But, you know.
It's still confusing to me. Yeah, I did enjoy this, though. And I really feel like it was great when Hope wakes up, because at least we get that scene now with her and Halijah. But we get a lot of stuff with her and Halijah in this episode. Do you feel like where we stand now, Hope has forgiven Halijah for what he did and his part in killing Haley?
I think that between the day that they spent together and talking to her mom, I think that she is in a place, in a better place, maybe not fully forgiven, but she blamed a lot of it on herself when she was screaming at him. So she was already kind of getting to the point of, it's not really your fault, it's mine.
Mm-hmm.
I think also talking to Haley and Haley telling her to deliver that message kind
which of might have been the best performance that she's ever had. And yeah. She's had some amazing ones, but her looking at Hope and saying, I forgive you, that was one of those waterfall moments for me.
So I think that after all of this, her and Elijah can have a better relationship. And I really liked seeing them spend the day together and him just kind of like trying to. Also, they got money for that Bentley, though.
I don't get it.
That Bentley, though? Like,
Can I be honest about something that I've thought about for a really long time? And I haven't wanted to say out loud because it puts them in a different light. But these people don't have jobs. And I'm pretty sure they're, like, big thieves. That's some Grand Theft Auto or, like, compelling people to give you cars and stuff. They probably are huge thieves, right?
Two things on that. One, Caroline today... last night did say something to Klaus along the lines of, like, don't you want to say something to her, like, give her advice, tell her how to file taxes, like, and I thought that was really funny, the money thing, because, like you're saying, what do they do? But last week, like, you're coming to the realization of that, last week I came to the realization that wolves are all murderers.
Yeah, all of them.
Like, they're all, like, some of them it was an accidental thing, but they're still not being tried and prosecuted and in jail.
No, and most vampires are murderers too.
Yeah, and they're just covering up all these murders.
Actually,
that most
witches as well.
Yeah, it's like they're calling them deaths, but it's murder.
Yeah, you guys are thieves, you're liars, and you're murderers. Just to be clear, throwing that out there. I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, but even the good ones are still those things.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yep.
It's just one of those things we choose to forget that
Haley,
part of it.
Haley, Klaus, Hope. Yeah. Yeah. And we have not made that big of a deal, the fact that Hope straight up killed somebody. And that is why every bone is breaking in our body.
Yes.
Maybe that's payment enough?
Yeah.
Should that be our new judicial
system?
But
then also with the Michelson family, though, with the money, though, they've been around for so long that I'm sure they have money in bank. They probably have old doubloons that are worth thousands of dollars because they were alive when doubloons were a big thing, you know?
Yeah, maybe. Or they steal rob. I'm unclear about it, but I'm just throwing that out there as a possibility. What we do know, though, is that Uncle Elijah is allowing Hope to get away with eating that ice cream and doing her witchy magic on that car situation. So we meet in this episode Landon, who is Hope's supposed love interest on Legacies.
He's a local townie.
Yeah, he's just a townie. He's so cute. He's Landon. And he is bullied. Like, not millennial bullied, not fake bullied. He's being really bullied.
Yeah.
And Hope's kind of standing by. There's nothing she can really do about it. And Elijah pulls a Klaus here and is like, no, let's go get them. Which I was kind of surprised about. That doesn't seem very Elijah-esque.
Not at all, but didn't he start off by saying, I can go compel them just to do something? I feel like he was trying to be like, hey, I'm the cool uncle. Let's go make these guys do something stupid, like poop their pants. And then Hope's like, nah, bruh, I got this.
What exactly did she do? She broke all of their windows, but did she turn the water into paint or something?
It was ice. She was freezing the car so that the ice would make it kapow.
So I'm back to being the slow one.
We're just going back and forth today. We're trading off.
That's what it's all about, though.
Give and take.
If Sam D was here, maybe she could be the slow one for a little bit, and then she could trade off with us, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Missing you, Sam. Missing you. So Hope does the freezing thing, and that was pretty cool. But my favorite part of Hope and Elijah was Hope coming back and telling Elijah about Haley still saving the dance.
Yes.
Because that's clarity for Elijah that she is... I wish he kind of asked more questions. Like, you would think he would have some follow-up?
Because Hope wasn't sure that it was real.
Right.
So his reaction is something that, for him, you're like, wait, what else did she say? What did you see? What did you do? But I also love that he just took the moment in and was like, okay, that was her way of saying, I forgive you to him, because he's been tormented with this all the memories coming back to him of seeing Haley when he didn't know who she was and all that stuff, that conversation, he's been dealing with that. And for her to just say, I'm still waiting for that dance, that means I forgive you, I still love you.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful.
It is really beautiful. I kind of wish she relayed to Hope, because I have a bad, again, for predictions, I have a bad feeling about where Elijah's going to end up. But if he had relayed to Hope, listen, she is good then, whatever you saw is real, I would have appreciated that. I'm hoping that was an off-screen moment. We didn't need to see that, but I'm hoping that as Uncle Elijah, at some point he says to her, that was true.
That was because true.
That would be nice to know if you're a kid that your mom's actually okay.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that would be a good uncle move. What was a good brother move, though, is how he wants to step right in and take over for Klaus. And I had no doubt in my mind, and T, I feel like you predicted this very early on, that there was going to be a struggle for who was going to save Hope's life, and then ultimately Elijah would be the one left with her. So do you feel like that's where we're going with this?
Okay, so it's being set up that Klaus is still going to be the one to die, but it also is so obvious that I could see them throwing a curveball. My only problem, especially with the way that this episode has ended with it going into Klaus and us thinking like, okay, this is it, he's about to die, it would be a straight up same ending to this as we got on The Vampire Diaries, with Stefan coming in at the last second and pushing Damon out of the way to save his life.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't want that sort of laziness to happen. So if Elijah is not going to die, it needs to be someone besides Elijah saving the day.
Quick question, can we just see if Klaus can handle this evilness for a second? Like, do we have to kill him the second it goes into him?
If we wait, then Klaus could, the evilness could stop him from being a willing participant.
But he seems fine for a second, so...
He does.
Why don't we drown him for a little bit and then check on him? I'm just not willing to jump to, let's murder him this quickly.
I mean, I understand what he's saying, though, because he knows that he hasn't always been a willing participant for his own demise, and he's accepted it. So it's like, why postpone the inevitable? I'm accepting of it. I'm choosing this. Let me do this. And everyone, I don't want Klaus to die, because everyone knows I'm ride or die for Klaus. I just think that if Elijah is somehow able to last second change it, it's the same as The Vampire Diaries, and where it's just a straight copy of how that show ended.
Hmm.
Where's the originality? See what I did there.
What? But you are right that it is so, so geared towards Klaus dying now that I feel like there has to be some kind of twist.
Yeah.
What if neither of them die? Or what if both of them die?
I would rather neither of them die than have
Elijah take over Klaus's place.
Yeah.
What I think that this season has been amazing, probably the best season of the originals of all time, which is really, really saying something, because it's a great show. But where I struggle a little bit is, the whole last few episodes have been about Hope dying, and we know she has a spinoff show. So that threat has never been real for me, you know?
I feel the exact same way, Roxy. Last week I was just like, there's no real threat. And someone did point out that her dying could just trigger the vampire side. And I was like, yeah, but she's still not dead.
Yeah,
either
exactly.
Either way, the climax of this is her not still being alive in some way. So I don't care that, Hope might die. No, she's not going to die.
But then the flip side of that, though, is T, there is an even bigger threat, because that threat is we have a spinoff show and some of our characters might not make it there.
Yes.
Which is huge, which is why this whole, is it going to be Elijah? Is it going to be Klaus? Is it going to be somebody that we have not even foreseen yet? Like, could Vincent come back and take it, or somehow Freya, or whatever? There's so many different options is kind of interesting. Like, there is no threat, but then at the same time, there's a massive threat.
Yeah. And just back to the Klaus or Elijah thing, Glow Loves Jomo says, I think they're just trying to set us up to think that it's going to be Klaus or Elijah. I actually think it's going to be Marcel, who saves the day, which I've seen a couple times in the chat.
Marcel wasn't in this episode, right?
No one from New Orleans.
Yeah.
This kind of served as like the backdoor pilot.
I agree. Remember, they kind of did that too for originals. So, yeah. I mean, they had a backdoor season. But, it was interesting to not see any of our key players as they're hopefully mourning Josh. Which I'm still doing.
And celebrating a wedding.
Which I wasn't here for, but was freaking beautiful.
It was.
And I was really excited about that. A couple other things to mention, like the fact that Klaus has just been holding on to this white oak steak. We've talked about this for years. Who has it? Who's got the white oak? Like, where is it? Whatever. I love that the originals was like, where is it most convenient? We're going to keep it secret till we know we have to use it. Klaus would be the least likely, I think, to have kept the white oak for all these years. But I guess he knew maybe this moment was going to happen one day.
But it was also great how they knew that we would all be like, what? How the heck does he have it? So they had Caroline be like, wait, how did you get that?
So epic.
To explain to us.
And for those of us who have watched Vampire Diaries, which is, I know not everybody who watched the originals, but the white oak has been... Forever, with the bridge.
And then, oh my gosh, we've destroyed everything. All traces of white oak are gone. Just kidding. I found this in my back pocket.
Yeah.
It's been an ongoing thing time we think it's destroyed, it's not.
I was glad, though, that in the final season that it now is relevant again because it feels like it's come full circle. And I'm glad we have it.
Yeah, me too.
However, that does not mean that somebody has not swapped it out and it's not actually a white oak and that Elijah knew Klaus had it and he took it or Freya or somebody. So we know that Klaus thinks it's the white oak.
Yeah.
But bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum.
Is it really? Also, I know, T, that you were really excited to see some of our old hotspots.
Yes.
The school is new, but the town.
The town. We saw the bench with Maddie Blue Eyes for his sheriffness. Shout out to him, which we know that it's already been said that, you know, he will make an appearance in Legacies. Yep. And then we saw Elena's doctor's office there. And we got mention of Bonnie, which means that she's still around and in town.
We just knew she couldn't fix the situation. Yeah,
which also, Alaric, don't just be like, make Bonnie. Again, just using Bonnie all the time is like, poor your twins Bonnie. Can actually siphon and do what needs to happen here. And they're not in harm's way.
Bon Bon
still being treated like an outcast.
Like Bon Bon.
Yeah, like Bon Bon. And what else did we see in town? We got to see, I mean, it was cool to see the high school.
Yeah.
Where the car wash was happening.
I like that too. It was a little taste, I think, of, like, we're talking about what Legacies might look like and how it's going to have a little bit of a different flair. We're going to talk more about what Legacies is going to look like in a moment when we get to our news. But before that, T, you know what we're going to do?
What are we going
to
do?
We're going to get to our fiercest moment of the week. Yes. Thank you, Anthony, or maybe you're Marissa now, whoever's in the booth. We rock with this Beyonce. All right, what is fiercest moment of the week? It is exactly that. We talk about which moment was fiercest this week. You guys can participate by commenting on our YouTube or writing on our iTunes and letting us know what you thought was the fiercest moment of this week. T, I'm a little nervous to hear yours, but you tell me, what do you got?
Guys, I'm really mad that I'm giving it to who I'm giving it to because I don't like them. And I just went on a rant about how I don't like their attitudes right now. But it was still pretty boss that the twins, who are 12 or 13 years old,
were able
to do that spell and help out and... And they made their own, like, potion to give her beforehand, too. Like, hello? They're so young. That was fierce as
I can do that in my sleep.
No, you can't. You're not even a witch.
You don't know that.
I'm not even a witch.
Whatever. I could be if I wanted to, okay? I love that moment, and I think it is very fierce. Mine is more of an emotionally fierce moment, and this is kind of a strange one, but I think that the fiercest thing that you can do as a mom is be as selfless as Haley was in that moment, and the fact that she was able to convey to Hope that what Hope did was okay, when we all know that Hope had a massive hand in murdering her mom, the fact that Haley was able to let go and put herself second in that and make sure that Hope made it back and literally brought her back to life. I thought that was pretty fierce.
Yeah. And I love that... Oh, sorry, I just burped.
How was it?
It was great.
Good.
I also really absolutely loved that she told her, you know, you better go live life, come back with lots of stories, have an epic love, you know, in 100,000 years. Yeah, 1,000 years, 100 years, whatever it is before we see each other. When we do, like, I want to hear all about your life. You need to go live still.
And that, it was so fierce. Mom, yeah. Mother-daughter stuff just gets to me. And, like, I was like, yes, Haley, you are crushing it right now.
Yes. I have some fiercest moments.
Yes, give it to me in the chat.
Fiercest moment from Tamisha's vlogs. Klaus screaming for Hope when he thought she died and crying so hard. Millie George, yes. The Klaus and Elijah fight over who's saving Hope.
That was fierce.
Nas.
But I don't know who's fiercer in that moment, Klaus or Elijah.
They're just both
fierce.
Yeah,
but it's the fiercest moment, so yeah.
Yeah. Nas, was Hope turning into the little white wolf?
She really let all those bones crack real quick.
Yeah, she totally listened to her dad. Let it happen.
She said, I can do this.
Yeah, Nikki Emmanuel also said, Hope turning into the wolf. She looked so beautiful in wolf form. Which it's been a long time since we've actually gotten to see the wolf transformation one, and
it's called having budget at the end of your season.
Yes.
They had that money though for the penultimate.
Got that money though. Here we go. And Tandis Kian, my fiercest moment was when Caroline turned back to watch Klaus for the last time.
But maybe it's not the last time. Don't say it.
I feel like with who we're gonna see next week, I don't think we're gonna get I don't think Caroline's in next week's episode.
I don't know, because let's get to our news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right. So this past week was San Diego Comic-Con, which I'm so sad to say Tiana was not my partner in crime for.
Someone had to stay here and hold down the fort for our after show, Roxy.
And you did. And you did, girl. But I really missed you on this one.
I missed you, too.
But I got to interview Julie Plec, who's usually T's interview, so that was cool for me, because I usually take Michael Narducci, and you were usually taking Julie, because I don't know why that we just did it like that. But now, it was the first time I ever talked to her, and like, holy crap, did I fangirl so hard. Check out that interview. But she did give us some spoilers and talk about how she hasn't actually written any of the originals into an episode of Legacies yet. Or if she has, she's not telling us which, but she says she hasn't. Mm. So that gave no spoilers as to who, but that's interesting to think about. A lot of Vampire Diaries characters, she says, she has doing appearances, such as Caroline. So yes. At least we know that, even if not in this finale, we will be seeing her again, Maddie Blue Eyes, which is exciting. Obviously, Alaric.
Alaric.
Who is like a massive part of the show.
Yeah. And I feel like after tonight's episode showing us Elena's doctor's office and stuff, she could be one of the early ones possibly to be maybe featured over there.
That would be amazing. That would be amazing.
Her and, you know, Damon.
So I think that, and obviously this gets real gossipy, rumory, but I do not think the two of them have an easy time working together. And I think after their show ended, it would take a lot of moolah and a lot of convincing to get the two of them, Ian and Nina, back. And that could be just speculation and rumor mill. I don't know. But that is what it seems like and what I've heard.
Okay. And, I mean, he also just signed on for a new Vampire TV show. So
yeah, and she's also been doing the indie circuit. Yeah, and so they're both working a lot. So, yeah, they're busy also. But, you know, it never bothers me if those things are true, because for anybody out there who has an ex, it's not easy to work with them. It's not. And especially if you have to work with them in like a kissy
in a
way.
Couple
in a couple fashion.
Situation.
That's going to be challenging. So, but maybe we could see them. Who knows? Yeah. They are professionals.
We could see them separately.
Yeah, that's true,
different occasions.
Too. That's true, too.
I don't think Alaric would be welcoming, since he wasn't so welcoming with Klaus.
I doubt it.
I mean, you never know.
Speaking of Alaric, I got to talk to Matthew Davis about his role, and he told me that he walked on set into his new office, and on the wall it said, Dr. Alaric Salzman, and he turned to Julie and said, huh? And she said, you're a doctor now. And I asked him, I was like, or not on set, maybe in the script he read it, and it was like, and blah, blah, blah is on the wall. That's what it was. He was reading the script, and Dr. Alaric Salzman was on, and he was like, what? And I was like, have you guys decided why you're a doctor yet? And he was like,
kind of doctor.
No. And he was like, I don't think I'm lying about it. I think I probably am, but we don't know yet. So that will be interesting to see. And Danielle Rose Russell, who plays Hope, talked to me, and she told me, she mentioned she was fitted for her fangs, and then she kind of like backtracked and was like, I mean, for my wolf ones. But that made me feel like maybe it was vamp ones.
Maybe.
And maybe that has to do with
what happens in this finale.
That's what I'm kind of thinking.
I think they just started filming, so they have to be still on, like, episode one that they're taping because they took a break to go to Comic-Con. So
yeah.
I feel like could be bouncing right up. And I'm sorry, Roxy. The chat is screaming at me that Caroline is in the finale.
Yeah, so Julie said in it that she... I thought she said that. Something about Caroline coming back. It was kind of like vague, but I didn't know if she meant the penultimate or definitely the finale, yeah. But it sounds like maybe the finale too.
Yeah, I did see the preview and it looks like a lot of people are coming back.
Tons of people. Yeah. Julie said that. I asked her, is everybody coming back? She says, you know, when I say everybody, then I obviously leave people out, but like, I don't think you guys are going to be disappointed with the slew of people that we have.
Yes, and Yonis Ahmed earlier in the chat did say that Michael and Cammy next week are going to be in the episode.
Oh my God, Cammy.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're really going
deep
for
cuts,
it. I mean,
cuts.
I wonder if they'll speak or if they'll just...
No, we only flew them in to look at their face.
Like, they'll just wave from a distance. I mean, he didn't
that
even have to be
wave.
On set the same day as them to do the shot that they did. They could have just green screened him in. Like, 100%. Hey,
I'm not even
iPhone.
Certain that anybody was on set or they just like took stock footage of
footage
him.
Of him. Just like,
him and Mary and her parents. Let's get to some quick predictions before we get out of here.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
So, T, one episode left. What do you got for me? This better be the best prediction you've ever had.
No, it's not going to be. Because here's why. The last, like, 5 weeks, I've been saying the same thing, that Klaus is going to die and Hope will be stuck with Elijah as, like, the main person in her life because they hate each other. And I want to stick with that. But I know Julie Plec has something...
Planned for us.
But I feel like going back on that prediction now is, like, a wuss thing to do.
Is it possible that... She, Hope, is going to turn into a vamp, and that will have some effect on, like, there was a whole elaborate plan. They knew that Klaus was going to do this, so Hope drank blood or whatever it was so that she could turn into a vampire. And then Elijah switched out the white oak with something else, and then he fought with him to make it seem like it was going to go through, but now Hope's going to turn into a vamp, and she has it out of her, and she was able to survive the transformation because she's turning vamp,
but
kind
already,
of thing.
But they already took it out of her.
Yeah, yeah.
It's already in Klaus at the end of that episode.
Yeah, we see that.
We see it in him already, so.
Maybe it was all an elaborate hoax.
Maybe we've been dreaming this whole season,
because it didn't look like it.
Hope's
it looked like it
up.
Went into him, but it didn't look like he was mean yet, so maybe, I don't know. There's so many
things that could.
So many moving parts.
Happen.
We don't know. You know who probably knows better than us?
Julie Plec.
I mean, Julie definitely knows better than us. I was going to say the people at home, but maybe Julie Plec and the people at home. Everybody knows better than us, too.
Everyone definitely knows better than us.
So you guys, you're going to want to leave your comments for us and your predictions so that we know what you guys are thinking. And you're going to want to join us next week for the finale, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Thursday.
I predict that there will be a lot of tears.
Me too.
And the preview for next week's episode is like everyone coming to say, like, throwing Klaus a living funeral, which I'm always down for because I kind of want to do one myself just to have people say nice things to me while I'm still here to hear it.
We could just fake your death like they did on Friends with Ross.
Yeah.
And then he jumped out.
Yeah,
and
I want to hear what people have to, like, don't save it for when I'm dead. Say it to me now. I want to hear.
I'll say it to you now, boo.
Thanks.
I love you a lot.
I love you too, boo.
And we love you guys at home. Tiana, tell the people where they can keep the conversation going with you.
Keep the convo going. I'm at the Tiana Hobson on Instagram and Twitter.
I'm at Roxy Stryer. We're at AfterBuzz TV. And seriously, if you've never joined us live, now is the time to do it because we've got one episode left and we're giving it all we've got. Sam Davidson is at SamD43, and she'll be back next week, so we'll have a full house. And that fourth seat is saved for you guys at home. We love you guys. See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.